This is an interview with Albert Almela, and it's June 27th. First question, Albert.
Yes.
Is what year were you born?
I was born in Rhode Island.
In what year?
1921.
And how old were you when you left the island?
When I left Rhode Island, I was 16 and a half years old.
Okay.
And in 1938, December 1938.
And when you left in 1938, where did you go?
From Rhodes, I've been to Congo, I mean to Africa, and through Italy, through France, to, you know, Dakar, and it took, my trip took nearly a month to go to Africa.
Who did you travel with when you left?
When I left, I traveled with several people that left Rhodes in those times. For, you know, the anti-Semitic law, they start in 1936-37. So in 38, the things they become very, very bad. So we have to leave the country. And mostly every month we have several pupils. I mean, maybe 20, 30 people at a time. You know, we're leaving the country, you know, to go as far, you know, to avoid the anti-Semitism, to avoid, you know, because we didn't have any job, we are not allowed to go to the schools again, in the Christian schools, and so we have to go away.
What was one of the worst anti-Semitic problems that you saw in the city?
In the city, the first sign of the anti-Semitism, it was that we didn't been allowed, you know, to do frequents, to go to the Italian schools, to the Christian schools. So once we've been there and we like to continue our studies, and they call us and they say that it's Jews, they are not allowed to study anymore in the Christian schools. And then in the meantime, we are not going to the school, so we have to work. And to work, we must have here, a green card, like in America. So you must have carta di dopo lavoro. I mean, that is, you must be fascist to find a job to work. Otherwise, you know, you never get some, in some places, they are not accept just to work. So what we can do? So we have to go all the way.
How about the movement of the cemetery? Was that an anti-Semitic movement, or was that different?
No, it didn't was anti-Semitic movement. It was because our cemetery was in the central of town, and it was near the sea. So this position is the Italian government consider as this is must be as a garden. They put a garden there instead of the cemetery. So we have to move our graves, our things, to the northern part of the island.
Was this when you were there, or was this after you left?
No, when I was there.
Did you remember the movement or the problems that people, you were just a teenager, but.
Yes, teenager, but still
I remember some of those.
Still
things?
I remember that we took some bags, you know, we put the bones of the people they die, and we carry in. And the same time, we write the names and everything with numbers, and we put, you know, in the other cemetery, in the new cemetery. That is the new cemetery. The position of the new cemetery is better than the ones before, because it's more open and is big and large. But you see, in those moments, you can see the proper way how to do it. They do it immediately. We must do, you know, quickly, you know, because everybody, you know, wants to move the bones from one part to another. And today, he needs some reparation, some to do, you know, the people they come, they want to, before, 5 years ago, there was straw, you are pinched by the herbs, by this and this. Today we start putting, you know, all cement, you know, you go into the graves, I don't know, you saw it.
Yeah, I remember.
And You know, it's better show now. It's better show.
What street is that on? Do you know? It's the street that goes out of town.
It goes out the town. Yes, it's near of the Greek cemetery. Well, it's the road to go to Kalitea, the road to go to, you know, to Lindos, before Lindos. It's just in the end of the town. It's not so far from town.
And it's a Greek family that's taking care of it now?
Yes, there is a Greek family, an old woman that's taking, you know, care of the cemetery. But it's not a care that is cleaning the graves or looking to be. They look after. They staying there. They give us a house. We give them a small house, but they don't do nothing very special. If we have to do something special, we look after some people that's coming for 5 days or a week, you know, to clean the graves and to cut the herbs, to clean the cemetery. But it's not the old woman that is doing those jobs. No. She's staying there. Not, and then, for us, in our religion, you can admit that some people, that they are not Jews, you know, to be in our cemetery. Because first of all, Sunday come, you know, they take the incense, you know, like the church, they have the cross there in his house and everything. So we can admit this, but what we can do? There is no Jews.
So they're paid from monies that are collected from the rental of the Jewish homes, from the Jewish community? How is this woman or whoever's in charge, the family of the cemetery, how are they paid? Through the community?
They paid through their community.
Who is the community?
The president, our president, it was Muy Soriano. Mm-hmm. Muy Soriano, you know, there is a few houses that collect money. What is collecting for this money, half it goes to Athen community and half, you know, remain in Rhodes just for payment. The woman he's in synagogue, those Greek lady that's looking after the cemetery, and the expenses some houses they need to repair and so on. You see, those money remains, half of it in Rhodes to repairing houses, to look after the community. If sometimes there is a poor guy, you know, it's normal. I mean, it's normal to keep some money in Rhodes for those stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is there still a cemetery in the old city?
It's not existing cemetery in the old city, but once we move our big cemetery, in front of it, they have a cemetery that's the rabbi. They buried the rabbi there. And still those land belong to our community. It's in the central of town. And is today is quite, you know, a capital for the Jewish community. I mean, you can sell it a lot of money.
And what is there now?
There now? Well, people, you know, they have their own houses. They put the trucks, they put the dirty things there in this area, you know, and they are exist, is there.
So there's nothing to know what is there now. There's nothing to know what used to be there.
Used to be, it was a cemetery of the rabbi, no of the Chachamim.
There's no nothing there. There's no nothing there.
Not graves, no nothing. They move the cemetery. They move the graves, mm-hmm. but the land remained.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you about in the main square at the end of the Kayansha, there is a fountain now with 3 seahorses. Do you know how long that's been there or what was there before? Because I think it's been changed. What was there?
There in the Kayansha?
Yeah, where the Kayansha was.
You know, the name by themselves, it means the larger street in our culture. You know, where we have our Purim ceremony, you know, where we have, you know, when somebody married, you know, they come with a karosa, how you say, and they put the ashugar, the things of the woman with music, with everything. Mm-hmm. So here it was empty, mm-hmm. empty. You know, because, you know, when I was children here, We was Purim playing the fool, you know, with the guns, with this, and we have some big keys. We put the powder of the matches inside with the, and then we give him a bomb. It's making, you know, Purim. You know how is sure. it? You know that's yeah. the place where the festivities they are done.
I see. That's good to know.
The Kayanchas.
And how about the fountain?
The fountain, yes, the fountain. You know, they was there in my old times, and you know, there was a monument, Turkish monument, and they have a fountain with water. Well, this one is done it, you know, after the war, when the war is finished, in my opinion. I never remember this was uh-huh. here. Uh-huh. No, I was thinking of that.
Of another one in the same general square,
square,
but
yes.
not exactly the same
yes,
place.
Yes, Turkish. And there, all around one part of the Kayanchas, it was shops,
mm-hmm.
like I tell you. Because here we pass, you know, where some, este vendía Bermuelos, el otro vendía Chicaromba, el otro vendía aquel. Era una que ya que había Jajamachi que era aquí, that's selling vegetables and fruits and everything. And then the Kayanchas start from there, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask some questions now about the Kila Shalom Temple. Albert, you used to go to the temple sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And it was there's a courtyard in the front, and there's also like a patio in the back when you go through the doors. I guess you can only go through those doors when there's no ceremony, because if there's prayers or something, it would be disruptive. So what do they use the front patio for, and what do they use the back patio for,
The front one, you know, it was when somebody come married, there is a marriage, and they come from the front door. They come with a carroza, how you say, with horses, two horses, you know, and la novia come out, you know, and they come from the first entrance of the synagogue, and it goes inside of the synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
See.
That's the main entrance. It was there where now, even when you go to Rhodes, you can see it. Is the entrance is the backyard of the synagogue. They use it, you know, as a pupil after the ceremony, you know, because Rhodes, Keila Shalom, it's not going to contain 2,000 people inside. So they must have one courtyard outside and one courtyard in the entrance. So the bride come, you know, and they make the ceremony. And so they open the two doors behind the courtyard, you know, and they make a ceremony there where they offering, you know, sweets or maspain. Kurabies, I don't know, every sweets, you know, they give him. And so the ceremony start there, and sometimes people, they singing, you know, old songs of marriage, you know, remember those mm-hmm. times, it was everything with song. That is the courtyard using for that. And even, you know, the courtyard behind, at the end, that's when the Kohanim, before they can do the prayers of the Kohanim, they go out, they wash their hands, something like that, and they come inside.
Did you ever see the Kohanim do that?
Sure.
You used to see them go to the fountain?
Near to the fountain.
Did you see them go there to...
to wash their hands and everything? Sure.
But you were just a kid, but you remember that.
I remember that, sure. And then once the Kohanim start prayers, we can see them. You say, my father told me, close the eyes, don't look after when the Kohanim make the prayers. You see, that's the way of the Kohanim.
Uh-huh.
And now, even today, it was, if my, what they call tradition, that is, I was buying the Mayim Kohanim. You know, there is Mayim Kohanim, con agua de flor, que le damos, lavamos las manos, the Kohanim, para amor, antes de hacer, entender los Kohanim, que era muy hermoso. Y detrás de esto, detrás, in the back of the synagogue, there was an entrance for the old woman. Despite there is a balcony in the synagogue,
right.
But there was behind. I remember my great mother and something like that. They are there behind those windows with timber, you see, like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, my great mother, she was behind the synagogue.
So the women didn't enter by the front main entrance now.
No,
they used
by
the
back
other entrance.
The other, and this goes, and it goes where they staying the woman, you know.
And it goes to the back, and there's a go
the back
all the way around, because to get up to the stairs now, I think there's a stairway in
the
front.
Outside in the front, yes.
But
that's the modern.
Maybe
they
that's
was
new.
Built it new. Uh-huh. It's new. It's not. He didn't. I didn't. When in my old times, this he doesn't exist. They
uh-huh.
built it, you know, by the end of 1935, 1934, like this. But
uh-huh.
usually, the woman's there was downstairs, you know,
go around
in
the back.
Back of
uh-huh.
the cemetery. Yeah.
So they didn't use the same entrance.
No. Uh-huh. It's used by the back of the cemetery.
That's
the,
interesting.
Yes.
And then they had in the courtyard. There, you also said there's like seats or benches.
Seats, sure, they are there all around. There is here. It was the entrance of the go to the workout. Here you see it's like a canapé, like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit there. People, they can sit.
And you would come in to the court. There's three ways. There's two ways to go in. One is from the synagogue.
From synagogue.
And
one
the other
from
one's
outside
from the street.
From the street.
Right. Then and there's also a doorway that goes into like a storage area.
And then there was a door here that's going into like a labyrinth.
Yes.
Like a labyrinth
uh-huh.
here that is has windows with like this timber.
Uh-huh.
You see, you know, like the Turkish has.
And what was that for?
That is the woman, they sit and they, this hill labyrinth, it comes to the synagogue. It comes to the synagogue. Now, in the synagogue, you find some cupboard where there is books.
Uh-huh.
There is books in the right hand side,
uh-huh.
but it didn't was a cupboard there.
Uh-huh.
It was a doors.
Doors.
Doors and windows with those. How you say these?
Yeah, like lattice work.
Yeah.
So the women used to sit there. They never used to sit up on top.
No.
And they made the new top part.
The new top there, maybe 1934, 35. I remember it exists when I left Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
It exists. If you see, it's new.
Ah, yeah, it does.
It's in white. It's new. It's nothing but they paint it. But the mostly the original things is the woman they sitting here behind. It comes like labyrinth,
uh-huh.
and you see the windows here, and the pupils here is the synagogue.
Uh-huh. And they would only hear it a little bit, but you could not see them at all.
Yes, you can see from inside. You can see outside the synagogue and the prayers,
uh-huh.
because it was a window like this.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yes. Okay.
Do you think the old people there, like my great mother and several people there, old people, they know to read Hebrew? They don't know. The only thing is, it was Baruch Hashem and Adonai, Kiseamus Bindichus, Leopold. Why? Because mostly of their prayers too, they translate in Ladino.
Mm-hmm.
And with this Ladino, like the Akedah Yitzchak, or something, few prayers, you know, Lanila, or El Nora, Lila, and something like that, Luziamus siempre en español.
Okay.
In Ladino.
Well, in that room where the women sat, it was very dark when I went
dark.
There.
Dark, yeah.
Well,
true.
How did they light it up?
How they light it up? With the lights.
What kind of lights? Just
light, electric.
Candles or electric?
No, electric lights.
In the 1930s?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, that's interesting to know. That the women you sit down in the bottom, in that dark...
Dark
but it's
places.
Dark.
Now it's like a labyrinth. You
now
say there's
empty.
An English labyrinth?
Now it's empty.
Now it's empty.
Yeah.
Did you been inside?
Yeah.
You see? What
it's
is
empty.
Nothing?
Yeah.
It's empty. But there it was a chairs. They have a chairs.
Ah.
A chair.
But
and
you can't
sit.
Get too many people there.
They contains, you know...
Not too many.
Maybe
but upstairs also
20 or 30 people. See, once they have the big ceremony, for example, as... Kippur or Rosh Hashanah or something like that, people, you know, they open the doors from the patio Several people, they're sitting outside. That's why they have seats there.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah. Okay.
And in the front, in the synagogue, there is seats too, if you remember.
Yes, they're right.
Once you go,
in the front
there is
door?
Seats here. Yeah, the door is here. Here you sit, here, and here you sit here.
Mm-hmm. So, that's the other direction. Okay. So the women would come in through this entrance.
Yes.
By where the black is above.
What is the black is there is where the women they come inside and then go in the labyrinth. Okay. This is the one.
And this.
This is a donation.
Donation
this is,
1935.
This is they call it in the datlar, datlar because they have a tree of dates, dates tree.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the one with the house of Yosef Notrika.
Yosef Notrika.
Where it was used for the.
To give to the children, to the orphans, to uh-huh. give those money while they collect from the rents.
Uh-huh.
This is a donation to the community, and the community has to distribute this money to the poor and to the the one, you know, her husband died.
Yeah, the widows.
You know, widows.
So was the property used for the people... for the orphans to live there, or for the orphans to live somewhere else, the house would be rented, and the money collected from the rent to be used for the
exactly,
orphans elsewhere.
Exactly.
So for the orphans
lived
elsewhere.
Not
live
there. It was elsewhere.
Yeah, because it's a nice location.
Because some
the location,
nice
is
location
very close.
Beautiful. Don't say now it's up and down, but when it was a date tree
uh-huh.
in the central, and the house it was all around it.